88.
Everybody, this is What's on Your Mind preview show. Looking back to an amazing day yesterday and forward to a Valentine's Day today. We set a new record. Last year, the generosity of this whole Giving Hearts Day phenomenon was $3.68 million. This year, the foundations and groups and ministries and charities was over 200 charities received. You know, there ought to be a brass band and marching people and cheerleaders. But people really went to great lengths in the 24-hour Giving Hearts Day extravaganza yesterday. $5.4 million. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations to the incredible people that put up matching funds to shoot at, to multiply people's love. What an incredible, amazing morning to come in and look at that. You know, it was, we'd have ups and downs and slowdowns. Around 7 o'clock was the last time, maybe 6:30 last night. We hadn't quite reached 3.68 million, so it really got going. The leader was a YWCA, made $392,991. First Choice Clinic came in second, $287,230. TNT Kids Fitness, $235,566. I mean, the significance of that is, folks, the first year back in '08, you know, they did like $400,000 for all of the charities. But now, you know, we've got several that the top eight were over $100,000. And I'll continue down that list. Oak Grove Lutheran School, $231,038. Churches United for the Homeless, $119,632. The Ann Carlson Center, $115,038. That's just great. Great Plains Food Bank, $114,304. North Dakota Autism Center, $103,198. Riverview Foundation, $84,085. Fraser Limited, $81,430. What a terrific, terrific afterglow of what a way to start Valentine's Day. So the whole area ramped up to show an outpouring of generosity, unmatched in the history of this area. It's profound. You know, this is huge numbers. Congratulations to everybody. God bless all the great charities and so many charities that didn't make the top 10 list, nonetheless made their goals and exceeded their goals. And there was a lot of smiles, a lot of enthusiasm, and a lot of generosity. Well, the What's on Your Mind show is going to learn about the Fargo Invaders Arena football team. Their general manager and founder, Matt Petznick, as well as the offensive coordinator, will be on at 8:30. Other than that, we might be musing about Valentine's Day. Forum's got a great story on the front. There's a guy that goes around and will sing and embarrass your loved ones for $100. And this is the biggest day of the year for the flower company. I just see Maria's favorite Valentine just walked in here, so how are you with your red Valentine clothes on?
Well, you have to wear red. I see you have a red T-shirt.
I do.
You're wearing red. I had to wear red. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Did you hear the incredible news?
I did. Well, part of the reason that was a little chaotic at our house is I was refreshing every second up till midnight last night. That was absolutely extraordinary. And I was at the Impact Foundation with Pat Tramer and Dan Carey and Jim Holden, Jim Holdman and Sue Matheson, as they kind of wound down about 7:30 last night, and the number was just at last year's number at that point.
Right.
You know, 3.7 or whatever million dollars, and I said, I think you're going to get to 5 million. They said, no, we're not going to get to 5 million. You know, we might do, 4.5, 4.8, something like that, but I don't think we'll get to 5. Well, they blew by that. It's absolutely extraordinary. And, you know, here's what I don't understand. In fact, Pat Trainer was scheduled to join us and lost his voice. I mean,
imagine.
I got a text from Dan Carey in the middle of the night saying, no way Pat's going to be there. Doesn't have a voice. Completely exhausted from from the events. This is a national, this is a national story. I mean, who else raises 5 million plus in a span of 24 hours? This is incredible.
It is profound.
And, you know, I don't know why it doesn't get more media attention in the news sense. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, there's a, the charities are doing a lot of great work. And it hasn't all along. I remember the very first one, we raised a little better than $300,000. It was basically a WDAY telethon. That's what it was. I mean, there were, you know, a few charities involved. But
they were online, too?
It was online, but we were on air
right.
the whole time saying, go online, go online.
Oh, you were on and for 24 hours, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much. Yep, it was, and Pat Trainer was probably on for 12 hours of it. And then we had a number of the charities come in all day long, and it was so it was basically a telethon. And I don't remember if it went literally midnight to midnight, but it was a good chunk of the day that raised the $300,000. And there wasn't much attention then, but I thought it was a big deal. You know, second and third year a little bit more, but it doesn't, they, you know, and I don't know. I guess I've long given up trying to figure out what's a news story and what isn't a news story. But to me, this is not only a local story, this is a national story. This is incredible.
This is an example.
It is. And I mean, the great thing about the Impact Foundation is they help these nonprofits maximize the dollars so they go to the, you know, to the needs, right? To do the most good. But it also shows them how to fundraise. I mean, you know, First Choice Clinic, this is their biggest deal of the year. And
did you see what they did?
I did, yeah. Number two on the list, which is incredible. And there's some new names in that top 10. I see at least two of our, top 10 made the top 10 out of all 200. I didn't hear you go all the way through the list.
Yeah, Ann Carlson, 115,000.
At number five, with
yep,
five spot.
Number five, Churches for the. Yeah, I did the whole a whole list. You want to do it again? Go ahead.
All right. So First Choice is YWCA 392. So like you said earlier, you know that was about the first year entire total for all the charities.
Right.
Just one charity raised that. First Choice at 287, TNT at 235, Oak Grove at 231, Churches United for the Homeless at 119, Ann Carlson Center at 115, Great Plains Food Bank at 114, North Dakota Autism Center at 103, Riverview at 84, and Fraser at 81. Yeah, so two of the top 10 are two of the top 10 out of the 200 were top 10 Flag Family. Much. So, and I'm dying to know how the rest did as well on the whole list. So.
And can you imagine we went over there to that amazing funeral and the scripture, you know, reaching out to the hungry and reaching out to the poor and reaching out to the prisoners from Matthew. You know, that was the text, that was the gospel text at Neil Little's funeral. And I think a lot of people there, I mean, there was hundreds of people there, had to be affected by that sermon about that in as much as you do it for the least of these, my brethren, you do it for me. You know, and then, of course, the fact that was Logan's charity is pretty amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday on the statewide show that the Ann Carlson Center had a special place in our top 10 yesterday. Hard to pick favorites amongst the friends and family, but because of the good work that Logan does as part of the Ann Carlson Center team, we were rooting for him yesterday because obviously he laid his father to rest. And far too young at 62 years of age. So a tough day, obviously, and a tough week for the Little family. 1 week ago today is when Neil died in a car accident up in Grand Forks. So the funeral was yesterday. It was beautiful, and you're right. The scripture yesterday for the funeral was very fitting.
Absolutely. I don't think
because
that's not an accident, man.
No, and that's there's no such thing as accidents. As, you know, Mom Hennen said growing up, coincidences are God's sealed orders. I learned that at a young age. There's no such thing as a coincidence. There's no such thing as a happenstance or a, you know, what was the word you used? No accident.
No accident.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, and that's the case for all 200 of these charities. They do a lot of good work.
Yeah, and lot of them were just delighted and thrilled that they exceeded expectations.
No, it's darn cool. It's really, really cool. Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind today, Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here in the 10 o'clock hour. We're also going to talk with the Director of Health Policy, Impact and Exchanges for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. We got a call not long ago from somebody that walked us through an extraordinary set of circumstances on their health insurance and how they ultimately were being dropped.
Mm-hmm.
They were a Blue Cross Blue Shield customer, and they were being dropped, partly because Blue Cross Blue Shield could not find a similar plan, and also because they were including birth control as a need for this family, which didn't need it.
Right.
So again, back to the ridiculous Obamacare mandates. We said we'd get that particular listener answers, and we're doing that today on the program. We'll actually play the call that prompted this discussion, because I think When it comes to Obamacare, we can say we're for it, we can say we're against it, we can say we don't like it, we can say we like it. Real-world examples of the impacts that are happening. Nationally, 5 million less people with insurance, only 2 million on the exchanges is a prime example, and it's happening in North Dakota. There's somewhere between 60 and 100,000 people that have had health insurance prior to the changes of Obamacare that are losing it because of it. All kinds of people that still will have it, but will have higher deductibles, higher costs, and not comparable coverage. So they pay more, their deductible is more out of their pocket, and the coverage is crappier. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So I think you need to hear those stories firsthand. We'll talk about that. Later in this hour, we're going to meet the folks behind the Fargo Invaders Arena football team.
That's cool.
They are the real deal. Looking forward to chatting with those folks. All coming up on the program today, so don't even dream of touching that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hillen, along with Mark the Freedom Poet, who will be here later this afternoon from 2 until 5 in the Common Sense Club. We're spreading the love today, aren't we, Mark?
Valentine's Day.
In fact, this isn't really a normal or nuts question. Normally, on Friday, we ask, is this normal or is this nuts? And maybe you want to ask that question about what I'm going to ask. I want to know who or what people love. It's Valentine's Day. What do you love most? Who do you love most?
And why?
Yeah, sure. That's what I want to know. In fact, Chris, if you'd post that on our Facebook page at this very moment, I would greatly appreciate that, because I would like to know who you love, what you love, and why.
And they could call in. If they call in and record them with Poking Line 1-855-200-1776, I'll run them from 2 to 5 sometimes, too.
Well, there's a very good idea, because that's one of the conveniences we offer here on the program, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We give you a wonderful opportunity to let your voice be heard by just simply picking up that phone and calling 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Isn't that fun? You press 1 to leave your message, and yes, you're right, Mark. You can press 1 and just say, here's who I love, here's what I love, and here's why. Because it is Valentine's Day. All right? So let us know. Very simple, 855-200-1776. If you'd like to chat with Mark or I, we'd love to chat with you. We'd appreciate that. You can press 2, okay? And that gets you to us live on the air. Otherwise, very simply, press 1 and leave your message. You know, I love our listeners. If I had to answer the question of who do I love on Valentine's Day, I love our listeners. And let me tell you why I love our listeners. They are the most loyal audience on the face of the earth. We have the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota, so it's large in number. But I would put us up against any radio station on any planet for loyalty from our listeners. We know that from the events we do, Mark, and from the email and the feedback we get. Listen to a call that came in yesterday as a prime example of the kind of feedback we get from our listeners and why I love them.
A long-time AM 1100 listener. And, you know, I wasn't sure what happened in 2012, but, you know, I kind of went away, but I've been listening again. I love this new direction that you guys are moving in. You're putting all these new shows on there. You're supporting faith and freedom and family values, and you're just blowing me away. And I'm back, and I love this new direction. And I hope you guys, I wish you guys the best, and I'm praying for you. You have a great day. Bye.
Are you kidding me?
That's just great.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, wow.
That's the kind of stuff we love, and we appreciate you very much. So it's Valentine's Day, and we're going to tell you, and we are feeling the love today because of Giving Hearts Day. Mark went through the whole list. We're so excited. Two of our top 10 on the Flag Family Top 10, which you can find at flagfamily.com, made the top 10 overall, and the number is a mind blower, an absolute mind blower. Tammy Rust, who is the Strategic Communications Director for the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation, is here for more on this historic Giving Hearts Day that just wrapped up to the tune of $5,477,704. Tammy, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. We couldn't possibly be more happy than we are right now for the charities of the region.
I was telling the audience earlier, I stopped by your offices about 7:30 last night, and the tally up on the big screen was just about what it had been last year. And I said, I think you guys might hit $5 million. And everybody, Pat Trainer was there, and Dan Carey was there, and Jim Holdman. They said, No, I don't think five. I don't think we'll break five. But we're going to be north of next year for sure. And $5,477,704 is absolutely incredible. Is there anything like this that happens anywhere in the country, Tammy?
Well, other places have giving days, but nothing really like what we do. And really, while Giving Hearts Day looks like a single day to the public, really it's a whole year-long fundraising system that we teach charities about how to become just great at fundraising and connecting with donors, getting their message out, and getting people passionate about what they do. So I guess while their donors express the love on one day, it's about really building strong donor relationships so that on this one day of giving, people really put their funds where their passions are.
Yeah, that's a very important point, and I think that's really the genius of the Impact Foundation, which is aptly named. To have the proper amount of impact, you have to do a lot of things right, and that's what your organization does, so that when I choose Ann Carlson Center is an example. They're in the top 10 list and say, I love what they do for special need kids. I love the work they do, and I want to help them. You know, when you donate a buck, that buck is going to get the best bang helping kids. I mean, talk a little bit about what the Impact Foundation does all year long in helping these charities make sure they can do the most good with those dollars that are donated, Tammy.
Well, we have a set of impact standards for nonprofits where we teach them about what it takes to be really a quality organization. So we have training programs that we put on, and people can go to the website at impactgiveback.org to find out about them. We don't have our 2014 class schedule out there yet, but we train them in fundraising techniques and, again, how to build those relationships with donors. And so that people realize fulfillment in their giving. So, again, then after we have the training session, Scott and Jim Holdman, who've worked with us for many, many years, will work one-on-one with charities. And they'll sit down and troubleshoot what issues they're having. And we work very closely with them. So it's not like they just come to a training session and then, you know, we walk away. But it's really about us having a relationship with the charity on an ongoing basis. So they can come to Scott and Jim for counsel and, you know, benefit from their years of experience in the nonprofit world.
Yeah, I mean, the team at Impact Foundation and the Dakota Medical Foundation, really, you know, Pat Trainer is the man behind the mission and the genius behind all this and does an extraordinary job. But the team that he's assembled is really phenomenal, and certainly Jim and Scott Holdman are wonderful. I've known Jim for many, many years, going back to my Grand Forks days, and he's helped so many worthy causes just get better at what they do, and ultimately just impacts lives. We only have about a half minute left, Tammy, but just talk about the process now of sorting out of all the charities who raised what. What comes next year?
Well, again, we released a preliminary figure this morning of over $5 million, $5.4 million. But actually, I have to say that number will probably actually even go up a slight amount because we haven't factored in. We always go back through the donations again and cross-check everything. But some organizations have received incentive money from businesses in town. For example, Shields gave an award to some organizations who got all of their board members, 100% of their board members, to give. So there will be small additions to that number. So the number we expect will actually go up.
How about that, folks? It's going to go up. It's going to continue to grow, and they'll sort out who gets all the big prizes. Tammy, congratulations to everybody at Impact and the Dakota Medical Foundation.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hannon along with Mark the Freedom Poet on a busy Valentine's Day. It's a Friday. A little Sioux hockey action tonight. Looking forward to being up at Ralph Engelstad Arena. I love Sioux hockey, as a matter of fact. And I love my wife, and I'm going to be with my wife at Sioux hockey. So what's not to love?
Mark? And you got married there.
I got married at a church where you should get married.
But didn't you have some kind of an event in the middle of the rink?
The reception.
Oh, the reception.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a rub one because I just one time... Many years ago, somebody called and said, "Didn't you get married at Engelstad Arena?" And I said, "Yes." My wife said, "We got married in a church." and we did. We got married at St. Michael's.
So maybe we
church,
should talk about a big fights you've had in Valentine's Day.
My wife keeps me in check often on the radio.
Yeah.
I need a little governor, as you well know.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk about another sport I love. I love it when local athletes get a chance to perform at any level. And the Fargo Invaders is something we want to tell you a little bit about today on the program and share the love about the Invaders. It is, by the way, Valentine's Day, and we do want your calls, questions, and or comments. Or, you could call 855-200-1776. You press 1 to leave us a message, all right, share the love. You press 2 to talk to us live on air, okay, or you can just tell us on our Facebook page. Facebook page, leave a comment right there or tell us right here. I'm typing this as we speak and I'm about to post it. So check that out on our Facebook page today and spread the love for Valentine's Day. But again, I love football and we're pleased today to have the offensive coordinator, Red Lundgren, is with us today of the Fargo Invaders. How are you, sir? Nice to see you.
Thanks. I'm great.
We're excited about the Fargo Invaders.
Absolutely. And speaking of getting married, I coach football at West Fargo, but I used to coach in the Twin Cities at Irondale. And then when my wife and I decided to get married, we had to make sure it was a weekend where we didn't have a game. And so we got married during teachers' convention.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Where was your honeymoon? Or did you have to postpone that?
We went to Duluth.
Did you really? Oh, I took my wife to a talk radio convention for our honeymoon, so I'm about as bad.
Yeah.
But you probably had the chance to just scooch up that mic a little closer with
all right,
so we can hear you a little better. That'd be great. Tell me the story of the Fargo Invaders, because I know folks sometimes, and what I want to do is start with the knocking down a stereotype, and that is that these teams come and go, right, and aren't real well financed, and all of a sudden an owner who's comes in with a lot of hoopla sort of slinks off in the dark of the night. And you guys really have a neat model here that addresses all that. But just tell the story of the Fargo Invaders for our audience.
Absolutely. In the past, I've seen these teams come and go into the Fargo-Moorhead area, and usually they're owned by somebody that's out of town. And for some reason, they just want to come into Fargo and run the team and so forth. And it just eventually falls apart. And last fall, these guys played in the fall, which is a tough time to compete for football for people in the stands. And so they decided to do play in a spring league, which we're in, but to be player-owned. And so we're a player-owned nonprofit organization. And with that, the good about that is no one controls it. You know, we're all each have a voice in what happens and what goes on. And it's really been exciting to see these guys that still want to play some football. We've had we started in November. We've had four practices, and it's real exciting to see the kids that are out.
So, number one, it's here to stay. That's what folks need to know.
We want to have a team for the next 10, 15, 20 years that, that kids know that, you know, maybe I don't play for the Bison. I'm not good enough, but I still want to play some football or whatever the case might be. I mean, our oldest guy is 52, and but he's in pretty good shape. But a lot of our guys are in their 20s and 30s. And they need to know that there's a place for them to still play football if they still have that desire.
And who are you playing? Talk about the, you described well the new team and what's behind it. What's the league?
It's the Midwest Premier League. There's six teams in it right now. So we our first game is in Duluth. And then we play teams in Minneapolis, Wilmer, St. Cloud. We get to play at St. John's Stadium, which is a really neat stadium to be a game. Now we get to play in it. And so just kind of mostly Minnesota stuff. There are some other teams that will probably start up in Grand Forks and Bismarck and Minot over the next maybe year or two or three. So ultimately, we'd like to see maybe we can get into an 8- or 10-team league.
You know, what I like in this, too, is you know, there's a lot of hockey leagues around and a lot of, you know, just sort of guys having fun skating, right? And given the amount of hockey talent we have in this part of the world, it's not unusual to find former NHLers, former college players, you know, folks that have performed very well at the high school level that play into their 30s and 40s. And, you know, nobody watches them. Nobody goes to the games. But if you go, you see some great hockey. And I've been there. I got a lot of buddies that play, you know, just kind of fun hockey on a regular basis, you know, with different teams. This is really the same thing, but for the benefit of the fans, right, on the football side.
Absolutely. I was just totally impressed with the talent level that we have with these guys. I mean, they're just they're hungry. They want to be there. And just a lot of great talent. It's going to be some good football.
And speaking of the talent you have, I mean, the coaching staff's pretty extraordinary and the management behind this operation. Talk about the team you've assembled here.
Well, we're owned, like I said, we're team-owned. So we have a general manager, which is Matt Pesnick, a president of Shane Stevenson, and then Humberto Rodriguez is our head coach. We have a treasurer, Mike Bryant, and we have assistant general manager, which is Rochelle Jean-Baptiste. And then we got people involved with Dwayne Furlot is our player rep, and we got people involved with food and concessions, and I'm kind of the funding coordinator. One of the things we need to do is we need to raise enough money because we are a nonprofit, and not one person is kicking in $20,000 or $30,000. We need to go out and raise money to afford our uniforms, afford game field rental, officials, travel to the away games, and so forth. So we need to raise about $30,000, and that's going to be the toughest part of our season is getting that done. But we are nonprofit, so anything over and above what we raise at the end of the year, whatever, if we have money left over, we're going to give it to charity.
That's a neat deal. And of course, there's some great promotional opportunities as part of that donation, too. So businesses that can, you know, literally get their logo on the jerseys is an example.
Absolutely. Business can donate. We've got a package. We'll be more than happy to love to sit down and chat with you. We can get you a Facebook page. We have about 17, almost 1,800 likes right now on Facebook. So you get advertising there. At the games, we'll hang your company banner on the fence. We'll give you a bunch of tickets so that as a business, you could give tickets away to your customers or clients or whatever and get them to the games. And
Mark, have you been to Sid Sitchie Field before?
No.
It's where the Shanley Deacons play. It's a great facility, and that's their home field. And I know you have you Mark's our sports reporter each morning for me in the 8 o'clock hour. I know you have a couple of questions for Brent as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm just excited. How much are the tickets going to be?
Tickets are $5, but
see, that's cheap, folks.
That's very inexpensive.
And you can get close. I haven't been to Shanley, but people can, you know, you've got some people can get pretty close to the action, can't they?
Absolutely. You'll be right there. And then also, we want to be in a situation where, like, at halftime, after the games, before the games, fans can come down and talk to the players and players are going to bring their kids, and it's going to be kind of a family event.
Now, the players, they probably get some pay from this. I mean, they can do they share the tickets, or do they have, like, do you have a quarterback? Do you have a really good quarterback, for example, being an offensive coach?
Yeah, we do. Tony Stoss is one of our quarterbacks. We have four, and so we've got three other pretty good guys, but Tony played for NDSU, and we're just glad that he's part of our team. No, it's just going to be real exciting football. We'll have a good time.
And so you being the offensive coordinator, you get to do some X's and O's, and you got some good receivers?
Absolutely. We got some great ones, so we're real excited about that.
And this is just hardcore tackle football, isn't it?
Hardcore tackle football. As far as getting paid, the league that we're in, the players cannot get paid, so they have to buy their own equipment. And Ben Franzen, who owns a sporting goods company in Fargo, has given them a great deal where they can get a brand-new helmet, shoulder pads, and their girdle pad for $300. And that's a bargain, but they have to buy their own equipment.
So this is really the original attitude about sportsmen that are doing it for the love of the game.
Absolutely.
And they want to be the champs, and they want to be the best, and they're playing hard tackle football. A guy you said was 52 years old?
Yeah, Mike Dempsey.
That's
one of our oldest players, yeah.
What position does he play?
He plays in the line, and so he does a good job. He kind of weightlifts all the time. He trains people, so he's in pretty good shape. Most 50-year-olds probably wouldn't make it, but most of our guys are going to be in their 20s and 30s.
Well, this is sort of a strange question, but what kind of insurance do you have? Or you know, you're bound to have some injuries, you know?
Well, as a club or as a team, we have insurance that helps cover, but we recommend that everybody, you know, get their own insurance, their health insurance. They can go to Aflac and get a little personal plan for during
sure.
the season.
Aflac!
There you go.
That's just great. This is really fun. I mean, this is how sports always used to be, folks. Before we got professional athletes, it used to be, in fact, even question the integrity of the game sometimes with this huge money and all of the stuff that goes on. But here you got a bunch of people, the Fargo Invaders, that love football, and they probably played high school, college football. They've got a background. Some of them are really have some pretty good credentials, but you probably have tryouts, and obviously the best, you put the best 11 men on the field.
Yeah, we've had two tryouts already, and our numbers, we've got about 75 guys that have signed what's called a letter of intent. And last practice, we had 43 players there, and we can handle about 60 on our team based on the league. So it's possible we might have to make some cuts here in the next 30 days.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's great, though. What enthusiastic interest. And what kind of things are you going to have at the concession stands when people, for $5, I mean, you can go out there and then if you get some good stuff to eat, you can have quite an afternoon event.
Absolutely. The concession, so we're just trying to get kind of our team stuff organized, but we'll have good stuff there. We have a situation where if people have kind of like a vending cart of their own that they want to bring it to the game and sell their stuff, we're more than happy to do that.
So you could talk to people about if they want to actually have some concessions there, if they could somehow come up with an arrangement of bringing a hot dog stand or something.
Absolutely.
And would they call this number that you got on your card if you want to find out more about this stuff?
Yeah.
701-238-8211. And do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website. It's fargoinvaders.org.
And you already have the whole schedule planned for next year?
Schedule's all planned.
Wow, how many games?
We play 8 games.
8 games, and then...
And then playoffs.
And then there'll be playoffs. Well, like the top two teams or four teams get to be in the playoffs, or have you figured out how you're going to do that yet?
I'm not sure yet. We'll kind of see. There's 6 teams in our league, so we play some of the teams twice, and hopefully... There'll be 3 playoff games, so hopefully we don't have to play the first playoff, but then we'll be in the second, and hopefully we'll be in the championship.
That's just great. These are sportsmen, folks. They deserve the respect and support. The Fargo Invaders are going to be playing football. When's your first kickoff?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. What a fun way to go play spring football, and every game gets warmer as they move towards summer, whereas this other sport goes backwards.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com. USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hassle-free lake living starting at $150,000. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Jared Olson from Chase on the Lake. Tell me more.
Basically, we have units starting at $150,000 going up to around $400,000. Anywhere from a studio to a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. Units right on the water, right on the beach. They range in square footage anywhere from 600 up to about 1,300 square feet. Nice part about the units here is when you do purchase, you have an optional rental program. So that when you're not using them, you can rent them out to try to generate some income and offset your cost.
You have the history. You know already what they're going to be able to generate income from that, right?
Yeah, we have the last 3 years of history. This year, my highest grossing unit did $40,000 in rents, and we've seen 10% growth in the last 3 years across the board. So, you know, we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to get more revenue coming in, so it's a perfect time to buy. We also just did decrease the price on the units by 35% this year.
Give Jared a call at 218-209-5366 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. And by the way, Mark, nobody has called in yet to tell us who they love and why. I think they're being a little shy.
Are you being shy out there? Don't you love somebody? Love the one you love.
There's no shy.
Can't you love the one you love?
Exactly. And we've already answered the question. We love you, our listeners. So we've done our part. I love Maria and Alex and Hannah and Haley. And if I start down this list, it'll take a long time, but those are the ones I love the most.
You know, I got 17 grandbabies.
You lucky bugger. Unbelievable. Get to love them all up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyway, so happy Valentine's Day, and share the love. Spread the love, folks. And let us know who you love and why today on the program. 855-200-1776. Tell you about weather in a minute here. And it isn't pretty. It never is. But we're going to wrap up our conversation with Brent Lundgren. And Brent is part of the Fargo Invader semi-pro football team. He's one of the coaches, offensive coach. He's also doing the fundraising for him. You might know him also as a West Fargo Packer coach as well. There's some good football. They make them big in West Fargo, don't they?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I want before you leave, I want you to give a couple of plugs on how folks can get a hold of you to be able to participate promotionally and help in the fundraising effort that might love football, might love the promotional opportunity, and what else we have to ask.
They can be on the team. They can still try out for the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, there's two things. So let's start with on the team side. Tell us a little bit about tryouts and how you're doing that.
Well, we're getting pretty close to the end. We've got quite a few receivers and backfield guys and defensive backs, which is almost typical on every football team that you have. We could probably use some offensive linemen, but probably by the end of February, then we'll make our stop asking guys to come out and we had practice last Saturday. We had two new guys that just showed up for the first time. Great guys. So every Saturday, we practice again this Saturday, and it's exciting to see who shows up.
Where do you practice?
We've been at Triumph West Lutheran a couple times. We were at First Assemblies last week, and then this Saturday we're going to be at Good Shepherd in Moorhead. They have a really nice gym.
Do you need more church gyms?
We're all set up for that. Well, now we're just trying to get into the Moorhead Sports Arena. They have a good area out there. It's four gyms together. The only problem is we probably have to practice on a Saturday or Sunday just because the weekends it's tied up with basketball and stuff.
And talk a little bit about how folks can contact you and participate in different promotional and marketing ideas, if they want tickets, if they want their logo on the jersey, if they just want to donate and help a good cause, a nonprofit. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they could call me at 701-238-8211, or they can email me at brent@fargoinvaders.org. And we'd love to sit down and show the opportunities to be involved with this. You know, when I was first asked to coach, and I was like, I'm not so sure I really want to do this. And then my daughter said, hey, what if it turns out to be a big deal and you missed it?
Aren't kids great?
Yeah.
They make you think, don't they?
So I said, all right, let's do it. So I really, really think this is going to be a huge deal in Fargo-Moorhead for the next 10, 15 years. I really, really do.
Well, I can tell you have the staying power, and you got to figure it out. To be player-owned and to get out of the, out of the deal where you got, somebody who's in and out, and you've got a nice model here.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah. And if one of our players approaches you out there, if you're listening as a business owner, take the time to listen, because this is really can be a cool deal, and I think you'll be glad you're part of it.
Costs about $300 for every player for their uniform, right? So even if businesses just sponsor one player at $300, they've covered a uniform at least.
Absolutely.
And then they could stick their name on the helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, their company logo will be on the back of their helmet.
And you've got each individual player. So there's a logo even for that.
Yep.
Sponsoring the thing. And promotional opportunities from $5,000 all the way down to
$500.
Yeah. So great opportunity to get tickets and everything else. One more time on the number, Brent.
701-238-8211.
Or Brent, that's Brent, at FargoInvaders.com. Thanks, Brent. This is great, and we'll we're looking forward to our partnership with the Fargo Invaders and look forward to telling more folks about it. Come back regularly and keep us updated, will you?
Absolutely. Thanks for letting us be on.
Absolutely. Quick thing on the weather here. We do have a special weather statement out of Bismarck's National Weather Service because of some things out in the oil patch today. So things are going to get a little dicey out there. And we'll keep tabs on that. A mix of light precip forecast for tonight. Lead to slippery spots on the roads and sidewalks. Light snow developing along the Montana border. Tonight, spreading through central part of the state through midnight tonight, warmer air will work in the middle layers of the atmosphere, and so the snow could mix with or change to sleet or freezing rain. That'll happen over the southwest and south central parts of the state, generally along and south of I-94 and along and west of Highway 83. So total accumulation is less than an inch, but that's something you're going to want to keep tabs on. In the valley today, partly sunny with a high near 5, windchill values down to 24 below, northwest wind 5 to 8. Tonight, cloudy. About 1 below tomorrow, 50-50 chance of snow mainly before noon, cloudy at a high 20 tomorrow, Sunday cloudy about 24. Out in the oil patch, 22 and partly sunny today for you. Tonight, again, that snow and freezing rain possible. That's the advisory. A chance of precip 70%, so it's going to happen. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance of snow and about 21. Then Sunday, some snow and sleet before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Right now for you folks in Tioga, Williston, Stanley, Watford City, where I'll be on Tuesday to talk about that new school. 2 below right now is the temp throughout the region. Fargo's at 9 below right now. Grand Forks at 9 below as well here in the valley. So there you go. Show the love today, folks. Right, Mark?
And global warming is in full bloom. We got 49 of the 50 states have snow.
That's absolutely incredible. Only Florida is without snow.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell that to Al Gore. Tell him to put it in his pipe.
Al Gore.
Yeah. He's obviously smoked a lot of something, so he might as well smoke some more of it, the goofball. All right, we'll take a break, come back with What's on Your Mind, and we want to know, who do you love, what do you love, and why, as we spread the love on What's on Your Mind, 855-200-1776. Call right now.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.